morning, 809 News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay, and it is Election Day, so it's the last push. Joining us now, we have Donald J. Trump Jr. but still, it's pretty cool. Donnie Trump Jr. is joining us by phone. Mr. Trump, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Great to be with you guys. Thank you for having me.
I think half my audience just their their throats jumped at the possibility. It's kind of funny. I don't like to mess with people too much. So it is Election Day, and I have a question that I'm just kind of curious about. I was talking about it right before the break. I went and looked at the tax returns for former Vice President Biden, and before 2017, his charitable giving was microscopic, like 0.1% of his income when he was in the Senate. Now we don't have your dad's tax returns, but he does donate his salary. Was charitable giving, how important is charitable giving to your dad?
Well, listen, he's been supporting those causes for decades. You look at the awards that he got, prior to politics, he was getting all of those things. Once you put the little R next to your name, all of that changes. That's the sort of hypocrisy, right? When they talk about Joe Biden, they don't talk about, how'd he go from making 300 grand to making 17 million? That was pretty amazing. And then, well, I wonder what Hunter is holding for Joe Biden that also isn't being given to charitable causes, because it's coming from, China and from Russia and from every corrupt regime and from a Putin associate that's linked to human trafficking and prostitution. All these things that if it was Donald Trump Jr. would be a big story. The media, big tech are doing everything they can to actively suppress that. I mean, you could have the Democrat nominee today is the most corrupted and compromised candidate likely in the history of the U.S. presidency. And big tech is just fine with that so that they can get their dream, which is to get a Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders, radical AOC type agenda in the White House. So, we need everyone over in the panhandle to get out and vote today. If we do, we're going to win big in Florida, but they got to turn out. I mean, that's where elections are won and lost for conservatives and Republicans. It's in the panhandle. So we just need everyone to turn out. Vote for results. Vote for a guy who built the strongest economy America's ever seen. Vote for a guy that's getting us out of the endless wars. Vote for the guy that's getting peace deals done in the Middle East, who's taking on big pharma, who's doing all of the things that Donald Trump has done. Not the guy that's been talking about it for 47 years without any accomplishments. That's Joe Biden. If he hasn't started delivering for the American people after half a century, I don't think he's going to start now.
One of the things, your dad, one of the things that impressed me, frankly, about him is that he was the first politician I can remember who really said, I'm going to do this, 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 and this. And then when he got in office, he did this, this. he did exactly what he promised to do. There was no real surprises in that regard. What do you think is the one thing, like if you had to look at it 4 years in, obviously hoping for another term, but, whatever, 4 years in, what's the one thing that you think he's the most proud of?
Well, I think renegotiating the trade deals, right? I mean, if you look, I used to have a pinned tweet on my Twitter profile for like a year, and it was my father and like Oprah in 1986 talking about disastrous trade policies, incompetent politicians like Joe Biden, who was in there in 86, making those kind of deals, whether it was NAFTA, whether it was TPP, whether it was China's permanent status in the World Trade Organization. He was rallying Donald Trump. They said, there's no way you can renegotiate it. He did. He took an NAFTA and turned it into the USMCA to bring jobs back to America, to put American manufacturing first, not shipping our American dream abroad like Joe Biden's been doing for decades, but bringing it back here for Americans to live. So, that's something that it's bothered him for decades before he was, very active or very vocal politically. Those are things that drove him crazy. So I think when he sees, hey, guess what? You can get in there. You can renegotiate those things. And by the way, when you look at Donald Trump's accomplishments, the promises made, promises kept agenda, it's even more impressive when you think about it against sort of the hatred from the media, against the negativity, against with zero help from Democrats, even though these are policies that are good for America. I mean, USMCA sat on Nancy Pelosi's desk for 1 year before she brought it to the House floor. And then it passed unanimously with bipartisan support. But she didn't want to give Donald Trump a win. She would rather have Americans suffer, prevent jobs from coming back just to not give Donald Trump a win. That's the sort of sickness that we're up against. That's what Americans hate most about Washington, D.C. politics. And Joe Biden's, like I said in my RNC speech, he's the Loch Ness Monster of the swamp. I mean, he is the ultimate swamp creature. He's that guy. And again, he hasn't delivered for America. He hasn't done it for 47 years. He's not about to start now. He's just the camouflage that the radical left is using to get their ridiculous socialist and Marxist agenda into office and into the White House.
I've got to ask you this one thing, though, and it's just it partially from a campaign strategy point of view, but partially from a just why. President Trump has been talking about the possibility of firing Dr. Fauci. He's been attacking the numbers for coronavirus as being inflated for profit. To me, that plays into the hands of the Democrats, giving them fodder right before the election. But also, why do that? What is the value of doing that?
Well, I think we just want truth and objectivity out there. I mean, you see these cases where it's like, you know, someone gets hit by a bus, but, you know, it's COVID related. I don't think that's the doctors, but I think, you know, the hospitals have definitely done that. You know, they say last year we had 75,000 flu deaths. This year there's 1,000. Does anyone really believe the flu just disappeared? No, but, you know, no one's surprised that the mainstream media and everyone would try to inflate these numbers. If you look at Dr. Fauci, name one of his models that's been accurate, even close. They're there to create fear, to instill fear in people. That's why when the Democrats want to shut down the country forever, that's the model that they're going to be used. But they've been wrong. Not one of them has been right. I mean, I've never seen someone be such a poor predictor of anything. So, you know, when you look at the actual facts and then you use that to create the fear that the Democrats want to use to shut down our country, it should really scare all of us. Donald Trump promised a V-shaped recovery coming out of the downturn. We got it. We had the highest GDP growth in the history of America last quarter. If you do another shutdown, that goes away forever. Those businesses that were able to rebound, they will shut their doors forever, and that will be millions and millions of jobs. The Democrats are okay with that because they'll put you in a government program, and guess what? You'll be a Democrat voter for life. That's like, you know, it's like a positive outcome for them. That's not a positive outcome for America, though, and so we have to recognize that. And again, my father's a combative guy, but it's also why we're getting results. It's why we're getting out of endless wars, because he's willing to take on the Pentagon establishment that's keeping us there so that they can get a board seat at War Inc. when they retire. It's why we're getting peace deals done in the Middle East, because he's willing to challenge the supposed experts who haven't done anything in 50 years, like Joe Biden, and change the game. He changed the game, and now we have results. So, you know, he understands what's going on, just like he called it when he said, hey, seems like the Biden-Obama administration is spying on my campaign. Oh, look, he nailed it. He nailed it. He nailed it when the Democrats impeached him for being correct about Joe Biden's corruption. We now know that to be true. That's what they impeached him for calling it. And the FBI was sitting on that laptop, and they had it for 18 months, and they didn't say a thing while this was going on, knowing full well that these guys are compromised and that there's a lot of truth to these allegations. Now you have the receipts. You have the wire transfers. You have the emails. You have a naval intelligence officer as an eyewitness who was in the room calling it, and they're trying to suppress that. So, you know, you could understand his frustration and why he wants to attack the nonsense that's been pushed into the American people and jammed down their throats for far too long.
Well, Don Trump Jr., obviously representing his dad in the campaign, speaking with us for a few minutes on a very, very busy day campaign schedule. Please tell your dad, you know, we appreciate him fighting for us for these 4 years, whatever the outcome of the election. We know that he represented us for the last 4 years, and I appreciate that. Don Trump Jr., thanks so much for the time this morning, sir. We appreciate you, and good luck today.
Thank you, guys. Get out there and vote.